and Annie Lennox, who's walking on broken glass, which has got to be a bad idea, I would have thought. So what do you do then when your parents or in-laws, even more so, embarrass you? David Cameron is facing a Tory rebellion, of course, over the high-speed rail link to Birmingham, announced on Tuesday. But from a rather unexpected source, not only is he busy dealing with local politicians who are worried about their majorities and cabinet ministers, his own father-in-law has now weighed in. Now, of course, he's not the first Prime Minister, Mr. Cameron, to suffer such problems. Tony Blair's father-in-law, the actor Tony Booth, famously claimed that the 2003 war in Iraq was all about oil, which was, well, somewhat contrary to the official position at the time. So how do we overcome problems like this so that everyone can once again sit down happily around the Sunday lunch table? Well, if anybody knows, it's Kerin Smedley, our relationships expert. Hello, Kerin.
Hello there.
Good to have you on again. This is a tricky one, really, isn't it? Because Lord Astor, Samantha Cameron's father, is a Conservative peer, so he is required to debate matters like this. Can you ever really balance that with the demands of familial harmony, do you think?
Well, I think you have to really separate out. If you're going to work with any members of your family, you need to be able to say, when we're at work, and when we're at home, and not have the things moving from one to the other. Mm. I know keeping boundaries is hard, but I think it's really important that you do that. And I think it's really important that you actually talk about it and say to each other at the time, this is going to be tricky, how are we going to deal with it?
Yes, and I suppose to not think of it personally and to not say anything that could be construed as personal.
I think we have to be really clear that in our professional life, it's absolutely fine for, you know, David Cameron's father-in-law to disagree with him. Mm. And it isn't as though he has nothing to do with politics and he suddenly got up and said something, which may feel different. He's actually his job.
So what about in the case of Tony Blair and Tony Booth, where his dad did have nothing to do with politics, really? He was an actor, and he still came out against the war. Can that ever be patched up?
Well, I think, again, it was, there were many people who were against the war, and people were, you know, allowed to give their opinion. And I think, you know, there's something about, it may not be as public as that, but we will have difference of opinion. Mm. And I think it has to be acceptable to have difference of opinion and still like someone, get on with them, and say we disagree.
Well, you can actually. If you're the right kind of people who enjoy a good old ding-dong, you know, you could have a really good argument in the proper sense of the word, i.e. not falling out and hitting each other. You know, a proper argument about something. And I guess both of you could thoroughly enjoy it, even if there's never a meeting of the minds, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And it isn't, I mean, as you're talking, and my elder son loves to discuss, as he calls it, things where we disagree. Mm. And we both know we're talking about that subject. And right. That doesn't mean that we don't care for each other the way we do.
He loves to. Do you love to, though? I kind of get the idea maybe you don't love to quite so much.
I don't love it quite as much as he does. I don't seek it. It's what he would seek with his friends to have those kind of, you know, serious discussions. And I might not seek it. But we are very clear that we're talking about a subject. We're not talking about each other. I think that's the important difference, is we're talking about a topic.
Yes.
We're not talking about each other, which is different from saying, I think you're a difficult, awful person. We're not saying that. What we're saying is, on this particular subject, we don't agree. Fine.
But the things blur, don't they? I mean, if you're talking about how to raise children and you've got diametrically opposed views on how that is, if there are any children involved in your family, then it's bound to become personal, for example.
Well, are we talking about in-laws again? I mean, I think when you are
Or other family members, for that matter, your own parents or an older brother or anybody.
Well, I'm not sure that it's up for any of us unless we feel that our family are doing something that is really harmful to pass comment. I mean, I certainly think I've said before, I mean, we all know how everybody else should bring their children up. Mm. It's terribly easy. And then when you're faced with it yourself, it's not quite the same. I think you can offer an opinion, or you could say, you know, I was wondering and very tentatively touch on something, but most of the time it's not our business. If you think someone's being harmed, then of course you have to say something. Yeah. And if they don't like it, it's too bad.
How are we doing generally in these areas, do you think? Are we better at getting... I mean, we kind of let it all hang out these days, don't we? And we cry and we go and see analysts, people like you and whatnot. Does that mean that we're better now at having these arguments, these discussions, and coming to some kind of agreement at the end of it than perhaps our parents, grandparents would have been?
I think we're more willing to confront it than our parents and grandparents, and I think that young people are more willing to challenge than someone of my generation did my in-laws.
Yes.
You know, I might have muttered about them to, you know, and I might well have told my friends that I was appalled at what they said or whatever, but I just swallowed it. And I think that a younger generation now will actually confront it. I think the in-law relationship is really interesting because for the person who they're the in-law, they're really strangers who you hardly know, and yet you have an intimacy with someone who is very intimate with them.
Yes.
And that balance is really tricky, and how you work that out is difficult, because for you, they're just people that you've met, who you may like, may not like, may agree with, may not like, may disagree with, and yet your own partner has, you know, a long-term intimate relationship with them.
Yes, it's always going to be tricky, I see that, yeah. Very good to talk to you as ever. Thank you for those words of wisdom, Karen. Good to talk to you. Relationship expert Karen Smedley there. What are your thoughts on this? Have you had to just agree to differ with close members of your family or your partner's family, or do you get on better with them perhaps than you do with your own lot? What are the ways of managing this? If you've any wisdom to impart, we always love to hear it. 81333 for your text. Start with the word Barks. Or email me. I'm bill.buckley@bbc.co.uk. Or phone and have a word with Audrey, who is womaning the phones today on 0845 900 1041. And that, of course, goes for anything else that we're talking about between now and 4 o'clock.